Hey, it's Emily. Can we have a heart-to-heart real quick? I just wanted to let you know that I see you. And gosh, I know that you've tried every diet and you're just over dieting in general, right? And maybe you've been a longtime listener of the show and have implemented some of the habit hacks I've shared here, but you just haven't been able to be consistent due to, well, life and overwhelm. It's not your fault your habits haven't been sticking for you. You just need to do them differently. You need a habit strategy catered towards you, a busy working mom who knows the value of taking care of her health. But you just need a simple system to create habits that don't feel overwhelming and give you back the energy you need and deserve. So it's time to take action, and this is it. You know, my years of being a fitness professional and training moms in particular, I saw a gap between knowing, that we need to work out, eat healthy, and talk nice to ourselves, and actually doing it. Our day-to-day life is just so unexpected due to the invisible load that we carry that it has just been impossible to make your healthy habits stick. That's where the Healthy Habits Accelerator Pod Course comes into play. I created my signature program with you in mind, ensuring you'll finish it. It's an audio course, and I know you'll be able to complete it on the go in the car pickup line or even taking a shower. In just 10 episodes that you can easily binge in just a day or two, you'll leave with a 21-day plan to build momentum in your habits and feel good in your favorite leggings too. And this is all without dieting. Now, this is higher level habit strategy where we dig deeper into my atomic habit hacking system for women to address diet culture mentality, emotional eating, time and family challenges with food, chaos, disorganization, confidence, self-care, consistency and sustainability in your workouts and time and convenience habit hacks, and so much more. This is based off of research, client testimonials, and conversations with you all as far as your biggest healthy habit challenges that you have. We will cover it in the pod course. Plus, I just added two bonus trainings and 150 habit loops to help inspire you to create your own. And we even do bi-monthly group coaching calls when you need my eyes on your habit loops to help you continue taking action. Now, you'll leave with my habit hacking trifecta 21-day plan that is going to give you the confidence that you can make your habits stick and train for life and really just fall in love with the process of making your health an automatic habit that you don't even have to think about even more. And since I love my podcast listeners so much, and to celebrate you, I want to give you $20 off of the Healthy Habits Accelerator Pod Course. Just go to bit.ly/healthyhabitspodcourse and just use the code podcast at checkout to get $20 off. It's linked in the show notes for you as well. I am so rooting for you, girlfriend. Okay, let's get into the show. Hey friend, welcome to Self Transformed, a podcast dedicated to transforming your health in less time and guilt-free through the power of habit hacking. I'm your host, Emily Nichols, behavior change specialist, fitness and Whole30 coach, and Taco Tuesday enthusiast. Hey, I know the struggle is real when it comes to taking care of you. I too am a working mom who felt physically and emotionally drained, but lacked the time and confidence to actually make myself a priority. Creating habit strategies around my health was the key to help me finally create a consistent, healthy lifestyle that doesn't feel hard. I'm now on a mission to equip you with those same sustainable habit hacks to help transform your life from the inside out, guilt-free. Together, we will simplify your health into daily habits that don't feel like another thing on your long to-do list, but rather consistent actions that add up to a massive transformation that will stick through all seasons of your life. So if you're ready to habit hack your health and create your own self-transformation, then let's do this. You're listening to episode 149 of Self Transformed. Hey friend, welcome back to the show. We are wrapping up our fitness series. This is part 4 of 4. And I'm sharing my own journey to loving to move my body when really I used to not really love it and would only saw it as doing it to punish my body for what I ate or wanting to fit in a skinnier pair of jeans. So a couple of announcements before we get into today's show. We have an upcoming workshop next Wednesday, May 11th at 12 p.m. Eastern in the Facebook community. You can join us at bit.ly/self-transformed-fam. There's a link in the show notes for you as well. I do this every month. It's a mini workshop, 15 minutes or less, and the topic is always voted on by the girls in the community. And this month, they want to talk about how to stop over-preparing and just do the dang thing. Just actually get started. I feel like this is so something I have done. I continue to do sometimes. I get the planner. I get all the things. I'm preparing. But actually executing and doing like the new healthy habit sometimes is the hardest part in doing it consistently. So we're going to stop over preparing and just doing the dang thing. So you can join us live or catch the replay. I always do this every month. So when you go to the community, you can always check out the guide section as well, because there are previous workshops there for you too. And y'all, I've been getting so much great feedback about our weekly Thursday episode, our Habit Hack Thursday episode. I love doing these with you. I've been creating some reels on Instagram just to take it a step further, which is super fun. But always feel free to let me know a habit hack you would like for me to cover. And make sure you tune in to this Thursday, because I have a very special announcement about something coming up later this summer that you will have an opportunity to contribute to now and give me your feedback at a very, 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 very low cost. So make sure you're listening in. That way you are able to help grow the self-transformed community and help more women create a sustainable health plan through habit hacks. Let's go. And also just a reminder, the next round of Self-Transform You, my signature program, is gearing up again to start back up. I am so excited for the ladies in the program right now in the April series. We're heading into week 3, where we are going to be diving deeper into joyful movement and doing hard things and how to actually create these habit strategies into your busy life, the actual moving your body and like the actual mental and physical benefits of it. And it's just a perfect timing for what we're talking about today on the show. So make sure you stick around to the end. If you may have noticed, there is a new intro to the show. I wanted to make sure it was even more clear to you that we are providing habit hacks to help you create a healthy, sustainable lifestyle that doesn't feel hard or like another thing on your to-do list. But make sure you stay till the end to hear my new outro. There is a special way you can earn a Starbucks gift card or a free habit hacking call with me, just as a little thank you to you all. Okay, let's finish out this fitness series. This is part 4 of 4, and I'm sharing my own fitness journey with you as well. I've talked about it a little bit here on the show, but as I was putting together the notes, I was like, geez, this has been quite the journey, and it was really a time for me to reflect and give you my biggest takeaways here at the end of this episode as far as what this journey has been like for me and what I've learned. You know, over this fitness series, we started talking about yoga. We talked about Peloton and the power of community. We talked about orange theory. You know, I bleed orange. I love my orange theory. I love all these things. And I wanted to provide you an opportunity to hear from folks, not necessarily fitness professionals, some are, but people in the community that just love what they do and the benefits of moving their body in their choice modality, if you will. And my goal is to always just inspire you to find your own version of joyful movement. I believe movement, workouts, fitness, whatever you want to call it, is one of the highest forms of self-care. And like I said, we just covered this in STU this week. And I want to just wrap up this series by sharing my own story. Fitness hasn't always been part of my life, but now I can't imagine my life without it. So stay to the end to hear my biggest learnings or takeaways as I was putting together these notes. It's really nice to reflect on that. So I never really used to work out, or when I did, I would just like go to the gym and I would like run on the treadmill. I remember girlfriends in college, they would go and like we would have to sign up and wait in line for like to be like slaves to the treadmill or the elliptical, right? Bunch of cardio queens. But It just really wasn't something I was doing other than just to punish my body based on what I ate or wanting to like be skinnier in all reality. I had my first son Dylan in 2008, and my second son Tyler in 2011. And it was after I had my kids and I was busy trying to climb the corporate ladder. And I just was like, man, I need to do something for myself. I was taking spin classes here locally, and it was something I was like, ooh, I like this a lot better than running on the treadmill or doing the elliptical. I liked the musicality. I liked spinning to the beat, the music. I loved the loud music. I loved the dark room. You know, I loved everything about it. And it was fun, and I just loved the push of it, too. So that was really about the only thing I was doing. And I wasn't doing it consistently. I would just do it sometimes. I would meet a friend here and there. But it was something I really, really loved. And every time I took a class, I kept thinking, I feel like I could teach this. I feel like I could do this. But fast forward to 2015. My husband and I, you've heard this story many times here on Self Transformed. We decided to do the Whole 30 for the first time together. And I was really reluctant to do it because I didn't want to give up wine or cookies or any other unhealthy habits I was using to deal with the stress and overwhelm of being a busy working mom and the struggles he was going through at the time of not sleeping and just having a very tense household with two crazy little boys. So I decided to go all out, all in, if you will, kind of that over preparing. And I actually stuck with it for 30 days this time. So I did the Whole 30, but I decided I was going to go all out by doing Insanity Max 30. If you don't know, this program is a Beachbody program with Sean T. And I was looking online for like, I got the DVDs, y'all. Like, this is like how ancient this feels now. I got like ordered the whole DVD package on Amazon. And I was the type of person, I was like, okay, this is the hardest thing ever. I'm going to do this with the Whole 30. I would never recommend someone doing something like the Max 30 for the very first time doing a Whole 30 as well. But I just went all in. And I stuck to the program. It was a 6-week program. I stuck to my full 30 days of the Whole 30. And I just felt on fire. I think the empowerment of finishing the Whole 30, going through a whole workout program at the same time, and doing something so freaking hard in just 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week. Hey gang, cutting into this conversation real quick to share our amazing partner, Athletic Greens. So I started taking their AG1 because I wanted to optimize my health even more, but I was having a hard time making the habit of taking so many supplements. And as we talk about here all the time, if you aren't enjoying a habit, then simplify it. And AG1 was the answer for me. It's seriously like 9 health products in one. So AG1 has 75 high quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source, superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help you start your day right. It's a special blend of ingredients that supports your gut health, nervous system, immune system, your energy, recovery, focus, aging, just all the things. And what I really like about AG1 is that it's lifestyle friendly. So whether you eat paleo, vegan, dairy-free, gluten-free, it can fit your lifestyle. And I love that it contains less than 1 gram of sugar and still tastes amazing. It tastes super fresh and not earthy like other nutritional drinks I've tried in the past. So drinking AG1 every day has been a major keystone habit in my health. I have stacked it onto my already established morning habits consistently over the past month, and it has helped me so much with my energy levels. It's helped with my recovery from my workouts and even my digestion. It's so much easier than trying to take a bunch of supplements. It's just one scoop and a cup of water every day. That's seriously it. So if you're wanting to give this super simple, convenient daily nutrition a try, Athletic Greens has made this very simple for you. They're going to give you a free 1-year supply of immune supporting vitamin D and 5 free AG1 travel packs, which I never travel without now myself, with your first purchase of AG1. And y'all, it comes in the cutest canister to store your powder in and a bottle to easily measure out your water with a scoop. You'll love it. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/self-transformed. Again, that is athleticgreens.com/self-transformed to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. I can't wait to hear how you love your AG1 too. Let's get back to the show. I was on fire. I was on fire. It's like, what else can I do? I was creating that positivity snowball that we talk about so much. And I had created a habit. I was getting up every day around 5 to 5:30 a.m. and doing this workout because I was like, there's no other time to do it. I was learning how to meal prep. I was creating all these new healthy habits for myself. And I was like, what else can I do? So a year later, I actually got my spin instructor certification. And I eventually did a certification to be an insanity instructor. I loved it that much. I was like, HIIT training and spinning, let's go. Went on to get my group fitness certification. I still volunteer and help teach boot camp at my church sometimes. And of course, you know, I am now an Orange Theory coach as well. And really, indoor cycling and Max 30 are a couple of my first loves. I still do Max 30 every once in a while when I feel like I need like that nostalgia of like back to the beginning of my journey and like kicking my butt. It's my first love and it was just the beginning of my journey. So we started to get into Spartan races at this time in 2016 to 2017 because we're like, we want to do hard things. We want to push our bodies and do hard things. And around that time, I was like, man, I'm really strong from doing a lot of this HIIT training. I started incorporating a little weight training as well. We'll get more to that in a minute. But I said I should really start running more if I'm going to do more of these Spartan races because there's a lot of running in addition to the obstacles in the race. And so I knew of some girls, some acquaintances that were meeting at 5 a.m. in the morning to go run. And y'all, I still don't even like running, but I did it because I wanted to meet other people with similar interests and I wanted to push myself running as well. And, you know, I went on to make some of the best friends of my life through this group. I went on to push myself and run under a 2-hour half marathon. I haven't ran a half since then, y'all. I think that was back in 2019. Last time I ran a half marathon. Who's to say I won't do it again? I'm always looking for new challenges every year. But you know, I'm living my life. I'm, you know, living in my food freedom. I was teaching at Cycle Bar actually for 3 years as well, and I decided to leave because the scheduling just wasn't serving our family anymore, and it was just time for me to grow. And one of my friends invited me to an Orange Theory class, and I was like, okay, I'm totally down for this. This looks like so much fun. They had told me so many great things about it. I left that day, and in my head, I clearly remember sitting in my car, and I was like, I'm going to coach there someday. And here I am in 2022. I've been a coach there for over a year now. And that's where my journey has taken me. And it all just started with, you know, starting my own transformation and finding something fun. You know, I love spinning because it was fun. I was making friends and building a community. And eventually I wanted to challenge myself as well. But this was not overnight, y'all. This has been over 7 years, and my fitness journey has changed as I have changed with my lifestyle, as my kids have gotten older, as my career path has changed. You know, I just work fully for myself now and at Orange Theory, and I've had different needs. I've had different needs. So now I do my Peloton about 3 days a week with 10 minutes of arms with it every time. I do Orange Theory two to three times a week, and I always do a lift class included in there as well, in addition to usually one day at home where I do just like a quick lift session here on my own that I create for myself. That's what I do, and these are just, the Peloton's about joyful movement for myself. Orange Theory is about pushing myself a little bit harder. I do want to start walking with my ruck again, my rucksack. I haven't been doing that, and that was a goal I wanted to do this year. Every day when I got home from coaching or the kids got on the bus, I wanted to just walk for 30 minutes every morning, even just 20 minutes with my ruck. And I haven't been doing it, and honestly, because it's been cold. I don't want to go outside, but now the weather is getting nicer, I want to start incorporating that with some habit strategy in mind, because I keep saying to myself, I just don't have time to go do this, but really, I need to, because it's such a great way for me to get out in nature, get closer to God. I'll probably walk Dexter, our dog, with us as well at the same time, and I love wearing the rucksack just because I like feeling the heaviness of it, to tell you the truth, and feel like I'm doing something challenging for myself. Will I do it every day? I don't know. We'll see how I'm able to habit hack it into my life. So, in short, as you can see, this has not been a linear journey. I started small. Doing hard things is different for everyone. I now take rest days and I don't feel guilty about it. I got into a period when I was training for that half marathon. I was doing Orange Theory at the same time. I was trying to lift. I was trying to do all these things and I found myself in adrenal fatigue. I was like actually gaining weight. I actually don't run as much now, if ever anymore, because it just wasn't bringing me as much joy. You have to adapt your habits with your lifestyle, with your interests as you are moving along. Just because I don't have it in my heart to run right now doesn't mean I won't ever go back to running outside again with my friends or even just meeting them for coffee because I love them so much. But that's just the thing with fitness. It's been an inside out journey. You can see I've taught a variety of different workouts. I have done a variety of different workouts, and I think that's important for you to keep in mind. Something we dig deep into within Self Transform You, how to find what that joyful movement looks for you right now in your season of life and how to habit hack that into your life and reap the inside benefits of moving your body. So I hope you have felt inspired by listening to this four-part fitness series. Thank you for listening to my story today. It was fun to kind of reflect back on it. I do have a free Self-Transform You at Home 3-day workout freebie for you. There are 3 videos provided by me. They're upper, lower body, and HIIT workouts with an ab burner at the end for each one. They are short and sweet. Therefore, all levels, I always provide options or modifications for everybody. You can go to bit.ly/freeworkouts with Emily. All my freebies are also linked in the show notes for you if you want to work out with me in the comfort of your own home. I would love to see you there. Thank you so much again for listening. Again, our next upcoming workshop on how to stop over-preparing and just do the dang thing is coming up next Wednesday, the 11th at 12 p.m. Eastern in the Facebook community. And make sure you tune in to Habit Hack Thursday this Thursday for a very exciting announcement. All right, gang, I will see you in the community. Check in with ya this Thursday. Hey girl, real quick before you go, if you want some free motivation texted to you every week from me to help you habit hack your health, send me your favorite emoji to 773-904-2157 and sign up for my weekly pump up text. I can't wait to catch up with you there. Hey, and if you love the podcast, the number one way you can thank me is to leave a rating and review in iTunes. That way more mamas can also find the show. Then you can even email me a screenshot of your review and I'll send you either a Starbucks gift card or give you a free habit hacking call with me live on the podcast. Love and appreciate you, friend. I'll see you next time.